everybody, and a very pleasant evening to you, wherever you may be. Down here, we would greet you by saying good night, mate.
A little bearded, body-legged beauty rises like a salmon out of a fresh summer stream.
At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Leaps over those pussies into the end zone for a touchdown.
It rocks, it rocks.
Lillard, long-range three, and it's good!
And we're back. This is the We Watch Sports podcast, and this is the podcast whose excuse for drinking 4 liters of Mountain Dew per day is because we can't afford our blood pressure medication. My name is Graham, and joining me around the water cooler today is Mr. Handsome as ever, Andrew.
How's it going?
Oh, it's so good. It's summer. Sports are coming back. We're almost relevant.
Does your stomach hurt from all the Mountain Dew? Because mine sure does.
Oh, I thought that was normal.
No.
Is that not supposed to do that?
I don't know. This is not the first time that you and I have gotten stomach aches from Mountain Dew.
I'll tell you one thing, and I think you can agree. Stomach lining is overrated.
Yeah, who needs it? Burn it off. But there was a time where we were actually being sold 1 liter bottles of Mountain Dew that were actually expired. And after drinking one of those a day for, I don't know, say 6 months, realized that that may be where the daily stomach aches came from.
Yeah, probably. It might have had something to do with it. That, or maybe some contamination from the dust on top of the bottles. Yeah. I don't know.
Listen, if you have the opportunity to buy a liter instead of 20 ounces, you should do it.
Oh, it's worth the extra however many milliliters that is.
But, you know, it is summer, Graham. And so, you know, last episode we talked about things we liked and we talked about the great game Crossfire. But today's a little bit different because it's hot. It's like 105 degrees here in Texas, which means it's probably in the high 80s there in Portland.
It's 82 today, but it was 100.
That is sweltering.
Earlier this week.
So, and you know, it's the summer for everybody. It's hot. And Graham, let me guess, you're looking to squirt.
Most of the time.
You're looking to squirt maybe around the house?
I've been called a squirter in my day.
Maybe around the yard.
Ooh, I love squirting other people.
But if that's the case, then our recommendation this week is the Super Soaker, otherwise known as the King of Squirting.
Ooh, how'd they know my nickname? They stole that.
All you got to do is pump it a few times, and you're ready to squirt. So, Graham, if you want to squirt both your friends and family, then the Super Soaker is for you. Just make sure you pump that bad boy a few times.
It doesn't take me too many times. Yeah. Two pumps is probably plenty.
Two pumps, I'm ready to squirt.
Two pumps and I'm a fire hose.
No, you're a neon green Super Soaker.
I really wish I was more mature for this.
Did you ever have that kid in your neighborhood that had the Super Soaker that had the like the strap for it? Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
The gigantic one that was like, that kid needs beat up because this is not fair.
Yeah, he was the spoiled kid.
Yeah, for sure. That was a kid that was a single child, and his parents were thinking about a divorce.
Yeah, they were just trying to make him happy until they divorced.
Hey, we'll get you this giant...
Or it was one of the parents probably trying to bribe them into giving him getting custody of him.
So. Oh, for sure. Yeah, it never made sense because not only did it mean that nobody liked you if you had that, but it also meant you were going to get beat up so that other people could use it.
Yeah, you could really only defend yourself for about 2 minutes until that thing ran out of water, then you got your ass kicked. So,
yeah. But, you know, the neon green and yellow Super Soaker was just an amazing invention, and I'm so glad that I have just so many memories of squirting my friends and family.
Someone, a friend of mine growing up who listens to this podcast and will know who they are.
Yeah.
He and I had a resurgence at one point when we both, maybe like 15 or something and had part-time jobs and we had money that we didn't have anything to spend it on. We went out and bought the Super Soakers that our parents would never buy us when we were younger, and we had a blast.
That's amazing. That's super cool. I remember the one, there was the one that also could turn around a corner. Do you remember that? Like you could turn where the nozzle was firing, so you could like hide and then like spray sideways. Again, that was one that just in theory sounded great, but in practical use just wasn't meant to be. It was hard to top that yellow and green one. It was so perfect.
Yeah. That one that goes around the corner and just kind of peters out, I can relate to that one a lot.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if you don't pump it enough, you're just going to peter.
It's like spitting sunflower seeds.
Well, speaking of sunflower seeds, you know, last episode we talked about the NBA coming back, and it so far is going okay. Unfortunately, that's not the case for Major League Baseball, which is also back, but by the time you listen to this, may not be around right now. But while it's here, we wanted to celebrate. So, Graham, here are just some of the things that we thought about if you're going to celebrate baseball, you need to have. Number one, you need to have a tub, and not a pack, not a bag, a tub of double bubble gum.
Why would you need that?
Well, it is the perfect gum for blowing bubbles, and it is the perfect gum for chewing for 90 seconds before it loses all flavor. And so that way you can get three or four pieces going at a time. You have a golf ball size mound of gum.
That's a solid 4 minutes of flavor right there.
Yeah, it is. And there's really few things more satisfying than reaching your hand into a tub of double bubble and coming back with three or four pieces.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Is Bazooka Joe still a thing?
I don't know if it is. I would guess it is because like zebra stripe gum is still a thing. But I just never understood Bazooka Joe that much.
You didn't like the comics?
I did, but it felt like it just got in the way of chewing the gum.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It was a neat idea.
It was a good idea, and it was cheap.
Oh my gosh, it was so cheap.
It was probably cheaper when it first came out, but in our day, you could get a Nerds rope or a Laffy Taffy rope for 25 cents, and then a Bazooka Joe for a nickel, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, it was unbelievable. And it's hard to believe nowadays, like, you can't even use change anymore. There's actually a change shortage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
Do you remember when they used to just print the price on the candy?
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore either.
It's bullshit. Because
then nobody can inflate it. So
you can't just
go to L&E Variety and pick up a pack of candy cigarettes with $1.25 labeled on it because they might be marking it up. You know, those greedy bastards. They might be marking it up to $1.50.
Have you ever been to one of those stores, like those candy stores in the mall? Or like, a lot of times they're in like outdoor malls, but like, they're called like Sugar and Sweet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Here's the great thing and the frustrating thing about that store is that nothing has a price on it. And so you just go around and you fill up this bag full of all the candy that you remember and that you want to try again. And you get to the register and they do it by weight. You spent $90 on candy.
Yeah, that was not the case when we were younger.
No, everything had an orange sticker on it that someone had to label.
Yeah, and if the prices went up, they just left it until the next batch came in and they had to relabel them.
So, you know, speaking of the next batch, everyone should have a batch of, I think, our next item, which is highly recommended for the baseball season, which is sunflower seeds.
We are no stranger to sunflower seeds.
Nope.
We have strong opinions.
Yeah, and the opinion is...
Your favorite is?
It's a toss-up. I love ranch and I love dill pickle, but I think I edge slightly towards dill pickle.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
But I could go ranch.
For the uninformed, you usually see baseball players spitting or chewing one of the following items.
Yeah.
Double bubble.
Yep.
Sunflower seeds.
Right.
Or our next item is chewing tobacco.
And it's like I try every year. Every spring training, I try to start chewing tobacco. And it is just not a look that I can pull off.
No. No, between the vomiting and the spitting, and it's just don't. And I think that you need the that if you're going to watch baseball. You need to have one of them.
You do.
So, real quick, before we move on from sunflower seeds, there are two main brands of sunflower seeds.
There are.
David's and Spitz.
Okay.
How do you feel about both?
I grew up always being a David's guy because that's just, they're available literally everywhere.
Sure.
As I've gotten older, I have come to realize that I think I like Spitz a little bit better. I don't know why, but I do.
I'm a hybrid.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. If I'm going ranch.
Okay.
I'm going Spitz.
Yep.
If I'm going just plain salt, I'm going David's. And dill pickle from Spitz is by far my favorite.
Yeah, it is. It's the best. And it leads to the question of like, how do you think they discovered that sunflower seed, like chewing on sunflower seeds, is relaxing? And then how do you think it became a baseball related thing? Because I've never once seen like an unknown seed on the ground and be like, I wonder what that tastes like. Somebody did that and then convinced thousands of people that it was socially acceptable to chew on the seeds of sunflowers.
I think we're going to have to go Dan Carlin and have just an entire episode dedicated to the history of sunflower
seeds. Yeah, an oral history of sunflower seeds.
In regards to baseball, though, I would bet that it came about as an alternative to chewing tobacco.
Yeah, that's probably true because you can like shove a bunch in like your you can chipmunk it and then just kind of go through them one at a time.
That's what I tell her every single time, but she never listens.
You can though, and you know, I find very few things more therapeutic than just chewing and spitting sunflower seeds. Like, it is relaxing. It's cool to have a cup full of broken shells. I like the taste. It's a low-calorie treat. I mean, there's a lot of things to be happy about when it comes to spitting on sunflower seeds.
It's a low-calorie treat until you eat a one-pound bag.
Well, how else do you eat them if it's not at a pound at a time?
I mean, the MSG in there alone is enough to fund an entire China buffet for a month.
If you listen closely, you could hear your arteries slowly clogging as you work your way through a bag. And side note, based on what you just said, do you think Chinese buffets recover from COVID?
I sure hope so.
I do too, but of all the places to go right now, a buffet is not on the top of my list.
I just think that they need to do something. I think they need to embrace it and start making food items that are virus related.
Yeah. I mean, I always enjoyed a good Chinese buffet when they have like the unmarked sushi section. And there's like four or five different types of sushi and like way too much. But you don't know what it is. And it definitely is kind of warm. I always enjoyed that.
Some of my favorite sushi in Portland comes from a China buffet.
That's amazing. So hopefully
they need to come out with a COVID roll or something.
Yeah, I think they should. I think it would sell like hotcakes.
I'd eat 19 of them at least.
Now, you know, these are a couple of the different things to be excited about that you could buy for your house. Right? You could have double bubble, you could have sunflower seeds, and you could also start chewing tobacco. But the thing all of us should agree upon as baseball restarts, and something that we have covered a lot on this podcast, is that you have to immediately begin re-hating the Houston Astros.
Well, that would imply that you stopped.
That's true.
I know what you mean.
You have to really, really hate them. And you know, it's interesting. They played last weekend, and Joe Kelly of the Dodgers threw at two of the Astros players, threw at their head. which you shouldn't throw at somebody's head, like try and hit him in the back. But he got suspended for 8 games, which in this short season is the equivalent of 22 games. So pretty hearty suspension for Mr. Joe Kelly, but he did the Lord's work. He threw at those dirty cheaters,
Was it worth it?
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Like, this is such a weird baseball season that you might as well do whatever you want. Like, try things out. You want to throw at some people? Get it out of your system now.
If this is your first time around our water cooler, the Astros got in big trouble
last year
for cheating, which got them a World Series. And a lot of people are very angry at them. Yeah. And you should be, too.
Listen, I'm still livid. It gets my blood boiling. Along
you
with...
You know what really grinds my gears and frosts my cake?
What?
Cheaters.
And so, you know, they're going to be hated all year. So if you can at least get the snacks and hate the Astros, you are ready for this weird shortened baseball season.
If you're on your next Zoom call for work
and
need something sports related to say, you could say something like, boy, am I glad baseball's back, but boy, do I hate the Astros.
You could say that every time.
Dot, 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 cheaters.
And then you could say, where does Mattress Mac get all of his money from? Who makes that much money in mattresses? I think it's a...
He launders
it. It has to. Like, they have to launder money through mattresses. It makes no sense why there are mattress stores. No sense.
Especially when you got the Google.
Yeah. Or Bing or Jeeves. Perhaps DuckDuckGo is more your flavor. Maybe you're going to Yahoo it.
Alta Vista.
Speaking of...
Lycos.
Speaking of search engines, Graham, I know that... In the past, you and I have spent quite a bit of time, allegedly, trying to find ways to watch baseball games on the internet for free. Allegedly.
I thought you would say, speaking of irrelevant companies.
Well, if you happen to be a T-Mobile customer, you actually get MLB TV for free. So if you're looking to be like us and find a way to slack off nearly every day, this is a great way to do it.
No awkward pop-up ads or video overlays.
Butterly clear. It's so clear.
The only thing you have to do is put up with T-Mobile.
Yeah, that's the only thing. And now that they've combined with Sprint, you should have coverage in at least half the country. you know, if you can see a tower, you're probably good.
As long as you're in one of 4 major metropolitan areas.
Listen, as long as you can lay eyes on a satellite floating over your head late at night in space, you're probably good.
The next time you travel up to space and stay at the ISS International Space Station and look down, as long as you live in a city where you can see the lights, you probably have signal.
You're probably good. But it is there, and they're going to be playing a lot of games. So, you know, if you want to not have to search illegally for streaming games, it's a great option.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, no. I mean,
or not that we know anything about.
Listen,
that.
I've never done that. I have maintained for years that I would not last in jail. So,
if I can't download it after a few days on LimeWire, I am not watching it.
But, you know, along with watching, you know, there's a, I'd say a 50-50 shot that this baseball season gets canceled. So if you want some baseball fill, there are also some really good baseball movies. I would argue baseball has like the best movies of any sport. I feel like most good sport movies are baseball movies.
I'm going to throw this out there.
Oh boy.
Because I don't see this on your list.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and claim that Space Jam is actually a baseball movie.
Okay, do tell.
Well, he starts off as a member of the Birmingham Barons.
Yeah, that's a good point.
In the movie. So, I mean, it sets up the entire film.
Yeah.
How can it not be a baseball movie at that point?
Can I make one small tangent conversation around Space Jam? Because I know we don't do tangents on this show often.
And we never talk about Space Jam.
Did you know that in Space Jam 2 that they're bringing back Jim Carrey as the Mask?
Why?
I don't know, but I saw an article about that, of how whatever studio, I don't remember which studio is making Space Jam, but they are bringing some of their iconic characters, and one of them is Jim Carrey as the Mask. So apparently the Mask will be in Space Jam 2, which I'm not looking forward to. I don't think that's going to go well.
They're really trying to recoup their losses from that film, The Son of the Mask.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
Duh.
Anyway.
The Mask was great.
It was a great movie. Really was.
You told me to freeze.
But along with The Mask and Space Jam 1, there are some other great baseball movies. There's Angels in the Outfield.
Mm.
Incredible movie based around a kid whose family is falling apart.
Yep.
There is The Rookie.
Solid.
Solid movie. Kid breaks his arm, all of a sudden can pitch in the major leagues. I wrote The Rookie on this list twice, so I must have been thinking of something else. There's also...
Rookie of the Year?
That's a great movie. There's also...
I'm sure that's what you meant.
Yeah. I think that same kid was also in the movie A Kid in King Arthur's Court.
I was just going to say that was a... Dang it. That's a baseball movie, too.
Yeah, it is. You also have Major League 1 and 2. And I'm sure there are several sequels that we've never seen.
Of which I've only seen the second one.
Yeah, that's a weird move.
Hey, what about Field of Dreams?
Well, I was going to say, as an Iowan, don't you have to claim Field of Dreams? Because isn't that field in Iowa?
Yeah, it's in Decorah.
Have you been there before?
No.
Are you ever going to go there?
Probably not.
I don't know what you...
Maybe.
I mean, I think it'd be cool to, like, see, but I don't know if it's worth driving to.
I just worry... I should probably get on Google Maps or something and look.
Yeah.
But I'm worried that if I go there, it's going to be all touristy.
Do you think there would be a Casey's gas station and pizza in the town?
That I'm okay with. If I can get a taco pizza and see the Field of Dreams all at the same time.
Now, just to remind our audience, how do you take your taco pizza?
Oh, a day old.
But don't you do something on the side? Lettuce on the side, maybe? Beans on the side?
Yeah, you get the lettuce on the side so that you can reheat it.
It's just so iffy. Cause
how is it iffy? That makes it a sure thing.
Because I like the lettuce to absorb the flavor of the rest of the taco pizza.
Which is great on... Okay, go half and half.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Get lettuce on half, so then when you eat the pizza the next day, at least you don't have to put up with soggy
Did
lettuce.
You enjoy their taco pizza more than their breakfast pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Maybe not... Only slightly more than hamburger pizza, though.
Gosh, I love hamburger pizza.
Can't go wrong. Especially, I don't... They just call it a hamburger, but they put bacon and stuff on it, and I'm like, oh, man. We're going back to Iowa, and I have to get me some Casey's
pizza. If you don't introduce your kids to Casey's Pizza and come back with a sponsorship for this podcast.
They've been to Pizza Ranch several times.
Have they been to Taco John's?
No.
Does that place still exist?
Oh, yeah. It's thriving.
Is it?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm assuming so. They have potato olays. How can it go out of style?
Fun fact, that was almost the name of this podcast, was Potato Ole.
Yeah, we almost did a Nachos Navidad theme for Christmas.
Yeah, we almost did. But tons of really great baseball movies out there if you need to get caught up. Because, like I said, there's a lot going on in baseball. And really, the major thing to take away from this as we kind of talk about baseball coming back is that it may be gone right away. There have been two teams already that have multiple cases of COVID that has spread like wildfire.
Wildflowers. They spread quickly, too.
That's a good point. You could say really either. But the Miami Marlins and the St. Louis Cardinals both have lots of cases and have had to cancel games because they can't be around anybody. You know, apparently the rumor is, because baseball is still traveling, that... you know, the players weren't being super cautious in between games. They were still going to bars and doing all that kind of stuff. So, you know, no one's going to miss the Miami Marlins. But the Cardinals stings. That's a team a lot of people like.
Best fans in baseball.
Allegedly. But if you're going to be, you know, if you're going to try and like commit to this season and you're going to make the decision that you're going to be the person around the water cooler that is going to talk about baseball, there's some stuff you have to know. The first thing you have to know is that it is a really, really short season. And that was before teams started getting sick. At best, they were going to go from 162 games to 60 games.
That's a lot.
That's a big old drop off. And so they were going to try and play 60 games in 2 months and then go right into the playoffs. And to give you some context, it is entirely possible in baseball for a team to go like 40 and 10 or to go 10 and 40 and then turn their season around. Last year, the Nationals, who won the World Series, I think at one point were like 20 and 40, which is not great. But then they turned it around.
Not this year. If you don't start off well, you're just doomed.
Yeah. And you're going to see, I think, a lot of the star pitchers, which is one of my favorite parts of baseball, is watching really good pitchers. Instead of pitching like 30 times in a total season, they're going to pitch like 40% of these games because there's only 60 and they're going to be pitching every fifth day. So you're going to see the Clayton Kershaws of the world pitch a whole lot, which will be really fun. So even if you don't know anything about baseball, almost every day there's going to be a really good pitcher playing.
So I wonder if they will start the next season on time.
That's what they're trying to do, but who knows what next season, next year looks like. No one knows.
It'll be a miracle if they make it through this season.
It will be. The other thing that you should know about baseball is that instead of the NHL and the NBA who are doing the bubbles, meaning they're taking everybody to one place and just playing games there, Major League Baseball is trying to travel. So they are realigning like divisions and they're still having people travel, but instead of across the country, they're just traveling like regionally. But that feels like a terrible, terrible idea.
Yeah. Instead of just spreading it all over, let's just spread it extra well in our region of the world.
Well, it's not like you and I have spent a significant amount of time in a state where there are 25 baseball stadiums available at any given time.
That's true.
They could have all gone to Arizona and toughed it out in the heat and been in a bubble.
Yeah, that makes way more sense. Why didn't they do that? Oh, because it's maybe 115 there right
now?
Yeah,
so
might have something to do with
it.
Yeah,
that's probably a good point.
But the heat's going to kill it. It won't last past summer.
That's pretty impressive that we just threw a Trump in there.
Is that what that was?
It sounded like it, but
I tried.
You know, it's going to be, you know, you're going to get, because they're not traveling the same way, you're going to have teams that don't play each other very often, play each other more. You know, if you get something like happened to the Marlins where they've now shut down an entire team for like a week because they've exposed other people, and then other states and cities have their own rules. So, you know, some cities aren't letting people come in. Toronto can't even play in Toronto because Canada has said no. So they're playing all their games in Buffalo, I believe, or Pittsburgh, somewhere in that area.
Sunny Buffalo, New York.
And so it's going to be weird. They're traveling really weird. You're going to see new matchups. It's going to be just an odd experience. And, you know, if you start watching these games, it started last weekend. Most of the teams are putting cardboard cutouts, you know, kind of where the cameras are. It's not like the NBA where they're playing on like a smaller arena. And so it doesn't look as empty. Like they're still playing in stadiums that should hold 40,000 people and they're completely empty. So you can hear everything. And they do pipe in the crowd noise. Like they've learned from soccer to do that. So that helps a little bit. But it is super weird. My favorite that I've seen so far is that the Dodgers allowed people for a donation to like the, you know, an animal charity, you could have a picture of your dog as a cardboard cutout sitting in the stands, which is great. So at Dodger Stadium, there's a section, I think in like left field, that is just all dogs.
Vin Scully's just still there talking to
Vin people. Scully's got no idea. He has no idea that the dogs are there. Well, you look,
he just thinks they're people. He's talking to
look at the mustache on that guy.
Do you want to know something about beards?
You may have.
What if? Here's my hypothetical. Yeah. How quickly until a COVID-infected team starts sabotaging everyone else by sneezing on them?
You know, it's funny because the Cubs first baseman, Anthony Rizzo, the other day, somebody got on first base and he pulled out some hand sanitizer from his back pocket and gave it to the opposing player. So I think it's entirely possible that at some point somebody makes the other team sick. And that's what happened with the Marlins is Friday night, three of them were sick. Then they all texted together and decided, nah, we're going to play. Then 25 of them are sick 2 days later. So I think that they're going to all make bad decisions.
It's only a matter of time.
But yeah, I agree. You know, not only is COVID really easily spread, but, you know, with all that fresh grass clipping, you're bound to sneeze.
It's only a matter of time before you start sneezing on people and then giving them COVID.
I think I could sneeze right now.
just do it. Yeah.
And so, you know, usually in baseball, there's pretty clear understanding of what teams are going to be winning and what teams are going to be really good. And that's what is tough with only 60 games is it's really a toss-up. But if you're around the water cooler and people say, well, you know, who do you think is going to win the World Series? There's a couple of teams that you can probably feel fairly confident about.
Okay.
The Yankees, unfortunately. Nobody likes that. but they spent $350 million on Garrett Cole, who's one of the best five pitchers in the world. And they have a lineup of guys that are all 6'8", 270 pounds, and just hit bombs. Like, it is a physically large lineup. They're all yoked. You know, it's weird. It's like
specimens.
It's so strange because A-Rod played for the Yankees and got busted for drugs. And then all the people on the same team are like gigantic. I don't know why that is. Just must be like a weird coincidence.
Something in the water.
Something in the water. So you could say the Yankees. You can always say the Yankees if you're trying to figure out who might win. The next team is, I think, the team a lot of us are kind of rooting for, which is the Dodgers. They've been screwed the last couple years because they've lost to teams that were actively cheating. And they have a lot of really fun players. Justin Turner has a crazy red beard. That's fun to see. Clayton Kershaw just seems like such a nice guy. Everyone likes Clayton Kershaw.
Brian Dozier is a nice fella.
And then they just traded for Mookie Betts, who is, you know, if you were listening to this after August 1st, then you saw Mookie Betts last night on Twitter or whatever social network you go on, or just on SportsCenter. You saw a throw that he made from the corner of right field to third base, which is throwing a baseball, I don't know, 400 feet in the air. Pretty amazing.
It was very Bo Jackson-esque.
Yeah. I think that if I were to throw the same thing, I would be lucky to get it out of the outfield. If I threw from where he was as hard as I could, maybe it gets past the grass.
It would piddle out
so quickly.
Like an around the corner super soaker.
Yeah. So the Dodgers are always one you can talk about. A lot of people like the Braves. Unfortunately, you shouldn't be saying that name because that is kind of getting canceled right now. So you can't really say the Braves. They did say they're eliminating the tomahawk chop that their fans did, which feels appropriate. Probably shouldn't be acting like we are going to tomahawk people.
What? And this is just, I don't know.
Say it.
Isn't brave a compliment?
I don't actually know. I think people were more upset about the tomahawk foam finger that you could buy.
Which that makes complete sense.
You know, if you have a kid, you probably don't want them running around with like a foam finger axe saying that they're going to tomahawk somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I made that mistake.
I don't know. I'm ignorant to it. I really don't know. I'm a out of the realm of offensive mascots. Braves seems like a not bad one.
Yeah.
Like, I'd cancel the Cleveland Indians before I cancel.
That's a good point. You know, the other team that's not on this list that you could talk about is Graham's very own Minnesota Twins, who are doing really well so far.
They're the dark horses this year.
And they've gone full virtual with their fans. They're like putting virtual fans in the stands instead of cardboard cutouts.
That's what La Liga, the Spanish soccer league, is doing.
So the Twins, it's a beautiful stadium. They have the nicest fans. I'd be happy to see the Twins win it.
I mean, I'm biased, obviously, but it's been a while since they've won.
And, you know, Minnesota needs something to look forward to before it gets cold for 6 months. And then if you're just not sure and you don't know what to say, you can always say the Nationals. They won it last year. It is perfectly sports acceptable for you to say the team that won it last year should have a chance to win it again.
What about the Phillies?
You know, they've got a lot of really good players, but not a ton of people thinking they're going to do great. They've got Bryce, though. They've got Bryce Harper.
There's very little in baseball that has brought me more joy than Bryce Harper leaving the Nationals the year before they won
the league. Yeah, it's pretty great. He's not the easiest person to root for.
Yeah, I want to like him because he's really talented, but I'll just go over to Chris Bryant, which is like his counterpart.
And he does have maybe the best head of hair in baseball.
It's pretty, I'm very jealous.
It is a great, great head of hair, but
it's a mane.
It is. It's really tough to know if you should root for him or if he just is a dick.
Yeah, because if you use that like mane and tail shampoo, it could go either way.
It could. Now, Graham, here's the question, right? Here's the thing that people are really trying to decide.
I'll answer the question.
Yeah. If you could just answer it for the people, I think that'd be great.
I'll do this.
Other sports are continuing their season. Baseball has chopped their season. They've gotten rid of 2/3 of it and probably going to be more. And they are saying that this year counts. So it's a really easy question. Whoever wins the World Series, does it count?
Only if the Twins win. If the Twins do not win, then no, it does not count.
Okay, so you're hedging your bets a little bit there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So if the Twins win, no asterisks next to it. It's a World Series. Celebrate it.
Because not only did they win the league, they beat the odds.
Yeah.
They beat the coronavirus.
Yeah, they did.
And there's some tension in that town right now, so they could really probably use it.
That's a great point. You know, it's of all the teams, Minnesota really could use the win there.
They're like when New Orleans won the Super Bowl after Katrina.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Okay. So counterpoint.
Okay.
It's not a full season.
Right.
You're going to lose a lot of players that either decide not to play or that get sick and can't come back. The Red Sox just announced that their best pitcher, who got COVID earlier this year, isn't going to pitch this year because of a heart condition associated with COVID. Whoa. So, you know, teams aren't going to be at their best. So it's kind of like, that's why a lot of people think it doesn't count, is because you're going to have playoff games that are impacted. It's just going to be whoever gets lucky, whatever city is staying the clean, like the most clean, wins the championship.
You know what they say?
What do they say?
If you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
Do people say it just like that?
Mostly.
Yeah. I feel like I've definitely read that on a shirt before.
Oh, it's all over Facebook.
Now,
and only God can judge me.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, that is true. You know, if you decide not to vaccinate your kids, the only people can judge you, God.
That's right.
The last thing that a lot of people are, you know, if you're going to get into baseball for the short season, you could try and follow a team, but the teams are going to be weird because someone will get sick and it spreads and they're not going to play as much. So it might just be easier to follow players this season. And we talk.
Sometimes it's easier to just do that in general.
Yeah, and we talked about that on, you know, another podcast before. Is like, find the players you like and just follow them. Like, don't get stuck in this, like, I just have to root for one team. Like, that's a bullshit way of thinking. Just, like, watch the best players and cheer for them. So,
plus, if you do that, you can wear more hats.
That's true, and I love a good hat.
Baseball hats are awesome.
They're the best hat. Baseball has the hat game locked down. Yeah. So if you're gonna try and just watch some pitchers, if you want to start there, Clayton Kershaw, I think, is going to pitch tomorrow, which is great. So he's starting his season a little late, but he is, I think, one of the best pitchers to watch. He's tall and left-handed and throws crazy pitches that people strike out on all the time.
He's amazing.
And he, again, just seems like a really good dude.
Yeah, doesn't he, like, do charity work in the offseason?
Yeah, like it, and you know,
like real charity work, though, not like community service charity work.
And he has a standing invite to come on this podcast anytime he wants, because we know he's listening.
Yeah, he's a listener.
Yeah, so anytime, Clayton, you just text one of us.
Hey, Clayton, we're just people too, man. Don't be shy.
You know, I know that celebrity is, you know, a thing that people get nervous about, but we're just two normal guys that have millions of dollars.
Maybe we could sponsor
him. Yeah, I'd be willing to pay his salary for a year. I mean, that's chump change to us.
Whoa.
Hey. The next pitcher on the list is Jacob DeGrom. He pitches for the Mets, and he's won the Cy Young Award the last two seasons.
Because he's very good.
And Graham, you may be wondering, like, what is the Cy Young Award? That is...
What is that?
It's. I'm glad you asked. It is the award, the award for the best pitcher in their league. So to win it 2 years in a row shows just how good Jacob DeGrom has been.
Or how terrible everyone else is.
That's a good point. I also tend to like pitchers that throw really hard, and he throws like high 90s. Everything moves. It's really fun to watch.
One of my favorites, Noah Syndergaard, is off. He got Tommy John.
He got elective.
He picked a great
year
to do that.
He was ahead of the curve. He saw that baseball might get canceled or be weird this year, so he decided to get elective Tommy John surgery, which I think he's the first person to decide, I don't need this surgery, but I'm going to go ahead and get it so that I'm good for the future.
Yeah. That was, I mean, because he does throw super hard.
Yeah. And
so if anyone's going to need it eventually,
it's going to be him. And he now will have a dead cadaver tendon in his arm.
Maybe they'll make it a little bit shorter, a little bit longer, whichever it is necessary to give him just a slight bit more power.
That's all you need, just a little bit more. I feel like he's also from like Iowa or somewhere in the Midwest.
His family is, he has relatives in the part of Iowa that I'm
That's
from,
right.
But he's actually from Texas.
Okay, well, that makes sense. And then the other, I kind of bucketed these two together, is you could watch Steven Strasburg and Max Scherzer, who both pitch for the Nationals. Again, both of them are really good. They throw really hard, and they strike a lot of people out. So they're always fun to watch. And Max Scherzer curses every pitch to himself to get himself pumped up. Like, he is a maniac. So fun to watch.
What about Derek Price and Chris Sale?
Both are not playing this season.
What?
David Price decided not to play, and Chris Sale is getting Tommy John.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is the Boston Red Sox are...
Yeah, it's going to be rough. You know, and it's going to be... You can always watch them, and I think you're also going to see a lot of like young players get a chance to pitch. So probably in like a month, there'll be somebody we've never heard of before that's doing really well, because everyone else is going to get hurt.
Yeah, or has COVID.
Or has COVID. Now, if pitching is not your thing and you want to watch some hitters, boy, do we have a list for you.
Yeehaw!
We have the aforementioned favorite current baseball player, Mookie Betts, who just does everything. He's a great outfielder. He's a great hitter. He can steal bases. He's just the best. And he just got paid. He just got $350 million.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's like a soccer contract.
How long is that contract?
12 years.
That's not like a soccer contract then.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money. So he's always fun to watch. We mentioned Bryce Harper. Love him or hate him, that guy hits bombs.
Yeah. And isn't he in like Head and Shoulders commercials or something?
He should
like
be, because it is a great head of hair.
I'm jelly. Super jelly.
Now, if you want to watch somebody that doesn't look like they should be playing baseball and instead should be playing either basketball or football, Aaron Judge is the guy for you.
The Judge.
He is 6'9", 6'10". He's gigantic. And again, just hits bombs. Like, that's all he does is hit gigantic home runs that go like 500 feet.
How? 6'9 is very tall.
He's a huge baseball player. Like, it doesn't look like he should play baseball.
Isn't that how tall? Who's that guy, that hockey player? Chara. Hockey player.
Yeah.
He's 6'9.
Yeah. He's a big hoss.
Whew. That's some David and Goliath shit.
That is. You could also watch, if you want to watch an up-and-coming superstar and you want to sound really cool to all the people around the water cooler.
You're going to sound woke.
You could watch Ronald Acuña Jr. of the Atlanta Braves. Cool. Let's just...
Acuña.
He plays the most exciting position, which is center field. He is an amazing outfielder. He's like 22. And he hits everything, no matter where it's at.
I can't wait.
So he's really fun to watch. And then the name I realized right now that I left off the list, that at the very least, if you just want to like see what the best version of baseball looks like, you have to watch one player. Mike Trout.
Oh. Yeah.
Like,
good old Trout.
He's... again, a center fielder that I think has won 3 MVPs before he turned 25.
Really thought you were going to say Bartolo Colon, but...
Well, that is a... That's my love language, is Bartolo Colon. he's not currently...
That's what turned you on.
He's not currently in the major leagues, but he is going live on Instagram fairly often. And I am hopeful that he will show up at some point, because again, it's going to be a weird season. Somebody should let 45-year-old Bartolo Colon into a game.
Somebody's going to need him and he's going to be there.
He looks like if Hamburger Helper was a person, it would be Bartolo Colon. Like, if you just took Hamburger Helper and whatever that makes you feel or think is like, I wonder what that looks like as a person. It's Bartolo.
I've never seen someone who looks like they can look right through you while simultaneously staring you in the eyes at the same time.
If you ever wonder what somebody looks like that eats a lot of soup, like a lot of that, like, and it's not like the good soup. It's like that soup that like single men get, like the kind that's like cheeseburger soup.
Yeah.
Just somebody that was first in line for the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
In case you've ever wondered what a bowl of pasta salad would look like after you've left it out on a hot summer day.
If you ever...
Bartolo's your man.
If you ever wondered, like, man, I wonder if a moose could play baseball. It's Bartolo. Slow moving, but massive.
Have you ever seen those howler monkeys?
Yeah.
It's basically what he is, a howler monkey that plays baseball.
You know the white Bronco that O.J. Simpson drove famously in the early 90s?
Yeah.
That's basically Bartolo. He's that Bronco. He's only getting like 8 miles to the gallon, but if you are in the way of that white Bronco, it's not going to go good for you. That's a bunch of steel coming right at you.
And to tag on to that, there's a lot of unseen history that has taken place in that Bronco.
Yeah. He defies the laws of physics because he is just... If you're familiar with the show Seinfeld, the only other person that has his body type is Newman. Perfectly round, but like round everywhere. Newman's head was fat, his body was fat, his arms were fat, And that's what Bartolo looks like. His head is round. His belly's round. Everything about him is just round.
But boy, can he throw.
He throws one pitch, and he hit his first home run at 42, which is my favorite baseball clip on the internet.
First and only, by the way.
Holds the record for oldest person to hit their first home run.
He deserved it.
So, you know, there's a lot to look forward to if baseball happens. And like I said, there's a real chance if you are listening to this in a month that none of it happened.
Mark your calendars, folks. Today is August 1st.
Yeah, there's a chance by the end of August that none of this season happened. And we are left with, like, what do we do with 12 games that officially counted? But
if
maybe they get their act together.
I'm going to be bold.
Okay. I like when you're bold.
If we see the Major League Baseball playoffs in 2020,
yeah,
I will share our sponsorship money with every listener.
Wow. Wow.
I don't give away millions of dollars very easily, so I'm really confident.
You all have been warned.
Or y'all are going to get paid.
Yeah. Now, the last thing we wanted to talk about before we sign off is that there is a certain item that if you've listened to other podcasts of ours that we have talked about, a food item, I'm not going to say any more than that. But if I were a listener of this podcast and it was my favorite podcast, like the thousands of reviews we have say it is, I would just be on the lookout for a new merchandise campaign, and you can get ahead of it before it goes viral, because it's going to go viral.
Something big is coming.
It is. When I say that it is packing, I'm not joking around. When I say
this reward has some real girth.
When I say that if you were on the receiving end of this reward, that you wouldn't be disappointed.
Mm-mm.
I mean it.
Mm-mm. You also wouldn't walk right for a week.
So that's it. Just be on the lookout because...
stay tuned,
folks. It's going to happen, and if I were you, I would want to be ahead of this because this is basically going to be like the next TikTok.
Stay tuned.